Blog Talk Radio.
California.
evening, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome again. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your opinion or make some comments on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show. All right? And I'll put you on the show, and we can talk. Right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all your residential needs, call Frank Williams Realty. They'll help you all the way through from front to back, start to finish. And we'll hold your hand from the start of whether you're buying, selling, or you know someone who's buying or selling a home. Just refer them to me. Again, Frank Williams Realty, and you can reach us at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Now, there was some tremendous, tremendous games this weekend in the NFL. And, you know, if you're a football fan, and you like football, man, this past weekend was awesome. It was almost as good as the Georgia-Alabama game. I know you guys are kind of still kind of edgy and upset about that, but, hey, that's the way it is, right? That's just the way it is. I'm sorry, guys. That's just the way it is. We're on the top of the mountain this year, and no one can knock us off until the end of this year. Right? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And join us. Now, let's see. Before I get into the show, I just wanted to say a few things. I'm a new grandfather. I guess not new grandfather. I have a granddaughter that'll be a year old on Sunday. Now she has a little brother that's, he'll be 4 weeks old, I believe, on Friday. She had one and then turned around and got pregnant again and having another one. So, but I do have a grandson now. So I have a granddaughter and a grandson. So I have two grandkids. It is something to behold. I tell you, it's something to behold. And when you think about it, when you have these, you know, when you have grandkids and you're, you know, in your 50s like we are, and now you have grandkids and you start to, you want to, you want to spend time with them. I'm sorry, guys. I had to put out a yawn then. But you want to spend time with them. But at this point in their lives, they're just babies, you know? I mean, he's just 4 weeks old. And he, you know, of course, they sleep all the time right now. And but my granddaughter, she's, you know, she's full of energy. She wear herself all the way down and then crashes, you know. And I guess that's the way we all were as kids. We burn ourselves or you know, we play ourselves all the way down and then just fall out. Just fall out. I know I probably did that so much as a kid growing up. I know I used to ride with my mom, and man, seemed like the car was a sleeping pill. You know, as soon as you get in the car, crash. You know, you lay in the back seat, crash. And, you know, that's just how it is growing up, I guess. But it's a beautiful thing. Proud, very proud. Proud of my daughter. Want her to be a great parent as we were to her. And hopefully she'll always try to do the right thing by her kids. Okay. I always try to do the right thing by my kids because my mom did the right thing by me. All right. But my dad didn't. So it's as weird as it may sound, I always told my wife that I would not my kids the way that my dad treated me. Okay. I really don't know or understand what his circumstances were or anything like that, but he wasn't there. Okay? He wasn't there. And until I was junior or something in high school is when he kind of came back into our lives. And that's tough, you know. They got divorced when I was 4, and he came back into my life when I was a junior in high school. And I guess it was an on and off thing. I guess he was, you know, around for a little bit, then gone, and around and gone. But you know, again, I don't know what the exact circumstances were. Never heard his story about that. My mom never badmouthed him or anything like that. All she said was, we're going to make it. We're going to make it without him. And it wasn't at a time as it is now where these deadbeat dads can get, you know, caught up and taken down by the system because, you know, if you're working, they'll get you. Okay, if you're working for someone and has a W-2 income, the system will get you. If she goes after you, if your girl goes after you, the system will get you. Okay, and you'll have to pay for that kid. All right. And so, you know, I guess I'd say be a man about it. Just be a man about it. Boom, ba doom, ba doom. Just be a man. It was that song right there. But that's what needs to be done. Okay. That needs to be done. People need to be. Men need to be men about their kids. I talked to a young lady today about this very exact same topic. Her niece had a kid by this guy, and he didn't want to be a part of the kid's life. And actually, you know, he didn't even show up at the kid's, you know, first birthday party. What's the problem with that? What's the problem with that is a guy who you don't want to have anything to do with your kid. You know, the problem with that is that you created that kid. And, you know, you laid with her. Y'all, you know, slept together, intimate together. And she got pregnant and you have a kid. You know, just because anybody can have a kid, right? But everybody can't be fathers. There's a difference, okay? You have a kid, you call yourself a father, but there's a lot to go with fatherhood. Are you there with them every day? Are you spending time with them every day? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Are you taking care of them financially? Are you keeping a roof over their head? Are you keeping food on the table? Are you, you know, you're working every day, showing. You know, working every day is showing your kids how to make life work. And if you aren't born into a rich family or you don't have a rich family, then you got to be able to make this happen. Okay, you got to be able to pay your bills. You got to be able to pay your mortgage or your rent. You have to be able to put food on the table. You have to keep the bills paid, keep the lights on, keep the water on, all this stuff. It's a big responsibility. And it's a big responsibility that is right there. A lot of times men decide that they don't want to be a part of that. Okay? You talk the girl into laying down with you and y'all, you know, spending nights together. Y'all sleeping together without protection. And that's my main thing, is sleeping together without protection. What do you think is going to happen? Okay, what do you think is going to happen? Well, Frank, it just don't feel the same. You know, wearing a condom is just not, it just doesn't feel the same as being bare. Okay, what doesn't feel the same? What doesn't feel the same? I don't know. Do you not get the same feeling that you get if you were not wearing a condom? Do you ejaculate with the condom on? Yes, you do. Do you ejaculate without? Yes, you do. What's the difference in the feeling of ejaculating with a condom on and ejaculating without a condom? What's the difference in that feeling? I don't know. Y'all educate me. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call. Let's talk. And again, if you are a man who does not want a child or who's not ready for a child, or who's not ready to have a child with this girl, if you're just with her just to hang out and have fun, not to have a family with her, not to get married to her and have a family with her, none of that stuff, then you better wear protection. You better wear protection. So, you know, just don't give me that thing about it doesn't feel the same. Because it does. You're still ejaculating. Okay? What if you just use your hand? Still ejaculating, right? Enough of that. I got off subject real fast here. Today's show is entitled A Beautiful Man or Woman with a Major Handicap. Would you date them? Would you date him or her? And someone asked me, "What's a major handicap?" A major handicap is, okay, loss of a body part, you know, maybe loss of a hand, loss of an arm, loss of a leg, loss of both legs, loss of sight, loss of hearing. Those are major handicaps. Okay? You go to a, let's say hypothetically, you go to a party and, you know, you get to the party and you're sitting around and you're looking around, kind of, you know, bobbing back and forth to the music. Hey, you know, listen to the music. Good music going. And into the party or into the room comes a beautiful woman, or you see her from across the room. And she's sitting on a couch or a love seat or whatever, talking, having fun, but you see her. And again, she's beautiful. Beautiful face, beautiful complexion. She's sitting there talking. And she's, you know, she's not big and overweight. She looks like she has a nice medium build. Something you like. Okay? And as you continue to watch her, now everyone's getting up, going to different places. And then you notice that she's in a wheelchair. Okay? And she only has one leg. Is that someone that you would date? Is that someone you would approach? Is that someone you would go after? Okay, is it? Handicapped women and men need love too. Because see, what we think about is that I from talking to a couple of people, it's just being said that it could be a beautiful man or woman and they're handicapped. So I probably wouldn't go after them as far as trying to get a date, trying to go out on a date and have a good time. I probably wouldn't go after them. Okay? Simply because it's a big responsibility. It's a huge responsibility. I'm not saying just by dating them, you're going to do this, you're going to be with them for the rest of your life. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying a date. And again, for me, you know, I wouldn't go after them. I'd rather them go, I wouldn't want to fake it. You know, because that's really what it's about, faking it. I wouldn't fake it being hooking up with a beautiful woman that has a major handicap just to, you know, sleep with her and then run. Couldn't do that. Couldn't do that. Okay. And then that's another question. Would you go as far enough into the relationship, intimate with her or him? Okay. Would you? Because for me, I can't, or I wouldn't approach that person. I wouldn't get into it. Okay. Friends. Yeah. Friends, of course. But not dating and intimacy. Now, you say, Frank, well, what if y'all were together and they had an accident and lost a leg? Well, that's a whole different story. That's another bag of apples. I'm in love with that person and something happens and, you know, lose a leg or something like that, then yeah, that's me. That's you know, that's my wife or that's my significant other or whatever. It's till death do us part, right? So you have to deal with that. Learn and understand how to deal with that. Some people can't deal with that. And some people can. Some people are great at it. And I think I would be if that were my situation. But it's not, and I'm just putting a hypothetical out there. A beautiful woman that you see at a party and you like the way she looks at you. Damn, look good, man. And you go to talk to her, and again, she's in a wheelchair with one leg. Great personality. And easy to talk to. Deal with it, right? But at that point, you start to think about how you'd handle it. How would you handle it? Are you going to be super uncomfortable on outings when you go out in public? Because people are going to look. You know, but again, handicapped people need love too. I'm, you know, working with this young lady. I'm training her at work. And she's sort of an introvert. She probably hadn't said 14 words to me since we've been working together. But, you know, that's her. That's the way she is. But think about it. You saw that beautiful woman, you know, over there on the couch. And you go and you see her. You're at a party. And you see that beautiful woman sitting over there. She's talking to people. And you're like, man, she looks good. She's nice. Nice complexion, and you know, her, she looks, you know, body looks right. While she's sitting, you know, she's not a obese woman or anything like that. Got her hair done, you know, looks good, okay. And then as people start to get up and move from around her, you notice she's in a wheelchair, or he's in a wheelchair. Either way. Okay, man or woman. You notice that and you say, okay. And then you start to then your brain is just an automatic thing. It isn't something that you conjure up. It's an automatic thing that grabs you right then. And if again, me, I probably wouldn't approach that woman. Okay? And if I did approach that woman, it would be strictly in a friendship capacity, not a relationship. I'm not going to pursue dating that woman. Okay? And like I said, she's, I don't know how it happened. You know, you hadn't gotten into that with her about anything like that. I don't know how it happened, but she's lost a leg. And so, you know, to go after that person for a relationship wouldn't be my thing. Friendship, yeah, fine. But not a relationship where you're being intimate with each other. And again, you know, there are people out there, or guys out there, or women out there, who will go after people like that just for a one-night stand, so to speak, because they're beautiful. And again, she's got a nice personality and everything. But again, I wouldn't go after her for a relationship or dating. Now, some people can do that. Some people will do that. And you know, the handicapped need love too. And when you think about dating a young lady with a handicap, that, you know, if you can handle the being out in public with them, because people are going to look, okay, people are going to stare. Kids are going to stare. And, you know, if you can handle that, then it really wouldn't be a problem for you. You know, there's a lot of responsibility there if you were to date a handicapped person with a major handicap, I said. A major handicap. Well, Frank, what's a major handicap? You know, your loss of a limb, a leg, or an arm, or both legs even, and or loss of a hand, or, you know, no eyesight or can't hear. Those are major handicaps. Now, not hearing is, I know it's a handicap, but how big of a handicap is not hearing? Okay, seeing, tasting, all this other stuff. You got all your legs, both your arms, everything else. Except for hearing. I shouldn't say hearing is a major handicap. Okay? So all those other things, being blind, you know, maybe lost a hand, or lost an arm, or lost a leg, or lost both legs. I couldn't approach that person for a relationship. I can be friends. We can be friends. But no, not the dating thing, not the intimate thing, right? Dinner or a movie or whatever, something like that. I guess that may be a date, right? But being with that person, and again, if it was someone that you were with already, and then they had some type of an accident and, you know, lost a leg or lost an arm or hand or something like that, that's totally different. Okay? Because you had you already had a relationship with that person. You already had an intimate relationship with that person. So to have something like that to happen to that person, and y'all are in a relationship, oh yeah, you definitely hang on and keep going and continue to take care of that person. That's not the deal. Okay? I'm talking about not having a relationship with them, just, you know, seeing them and then wanting to start a relationship with. Would you start a relationship with a person with a major handicap? 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me. Let's talk. And don't get me wrong now. Okay? Don't get me wrong. Now, Vanessa Williams, Vanessa Williams, Vanessa Williams, with one leg, that'll be hard to stay away from right there. Vanessa Williams. Vanessa Williams, she is what she is, but, you know, she's a beautiful woman. Again, that's just me. Okay? Now don't send me all these texts and emails and stuff saying, "Friend, you're not right. You're talking about handicapped people." Well, they're in the world. Right? They're all over the world. Okay, you see them on TV everywhere. Not like they're hiding or anything like that. But if you were already in a relationship, and I know someone talked about this at work with me and asked me if I would be intimate with a woman with one leg, beautiful woman with one leg, okay? And my answer was no. And, of course, a lot of people look at this and be like, well, she's a person too. She's just missing a leg. You know, she's got everything else. She's got everything else. And, you know, when you think about it, I guess, I saw a movie one time, and it was, it was a beautiful lady, and this guy had picked her up at a bar or whatever. And she asked him to go back to his place. So he was like, "Oh, yeah, we can go back to my place, you know, chill, drink a little wine or whatever, talk." And they went back to his place, and they hung out, drank wine, talked, and the night started getting late, okay? And now she's wanting something to eat, and so they get something to eat, and now she's feeling good from the wine, and she kind of they get close, and you know she pushed the envelope. She wants to do this. She wants to do this, and you're like, okay, let's, you know, I'm not turning it down, right? He's not going to turn it down. And then they get to the bedroom, and now she takes off her blouse, and she takes off her bra, and she got some fake boobs on that, you know, maybe not fake boobs, but extra to make it look like she got nice breasts. Okay, now she pulled out the fake boobs. You're like, oh my God. And then she's also wearing a wig. And she pulled her wig off and put it on the dresser. And then she's got a one of those prosthetic legs, and she clip it and pull it off. And you're like, oh man, So what are you going to do now? Y'all been kissing, hugging, and all lovey-dovey up to now. This was in a movie I saw. Whether it's true or not, I don't know, but it was in a movie I saw a while back. So you know, what are you gonna do, guys? Are you gonna continue to pursue? Continue to go through with this, or what's gonna happen? Your soldier gonna lay down? And, you know, Frank, what do you mean by soldier? Yeah, I know what I mean by your soldier. Your soldier, lots of times you can't control your soldier. Okay? He'll do what he want to do at times. All right? And so if, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, you see a big old, you know, 500-pound woman, there's no way my soldier, and she's like ugly woman, not going to stand up for that. Right, I'm dancing around here because I'm trying to keep it clean. I know a lot of people listening to the show, trying to keep it clean, but you know, it just doesn't happen all the time. Hey Frank, what rock you been hiding under? Hey, you. You may be like that, but that's not me. I mean, I love women. I respect them. I care about them. That's all I grew up with, the women. So, women are my thing. And so to turn a woman down or to walk away from her is not my cup of tea. But at the same time, you know, she got to be your cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Y'all with me? She got to be your cup of tea, or she had to be my cup of tea. All right? And then, you know, hey, soldier, you know, we can make this thing work or make it happen. But if I'm not feeling her and she doesn't look like what I think, what I like, not happening. And I tell you a quick story, long time ago. Me and a college friend of mine, we used to do a lot of stuff together. We play a lot of basketball together, and then we go to the park and hang out, drink a little beer or whatever, and go home. So I used to have a white Volkswagen. Okay, Volkswagen Beetle. And had all the trimmings, you know, painted up good, nice white, and had wheels on it, had a sunroof, had music, all this stuff, right? And we used to grab some girls with that car. Or that car used to grab some girls for us, okay? So there were two girls that came through the park because they knew that's where a lot of people hung out. So they come through and they trolling, right? They trolling. And they holler at us, right? And so one of the girls was nice, and she was, you know, kind of pushing toward my buddy. And the other girl, she was heavy. Heavy, light skin. No. So you talk about taking one for the team, right? So we pursue these girls because, hey, you know, my buddy got one on, he got one on the line right there. He got one on the hook, and her friend wanted to spend time with me, but I don't want to spend time with her. You know what I'm saying? But I got to take one for the team because I'm trying to get my buddy to hooked up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all know what I'm saying. So we go to their place, right? Now it's dark. No. And we go to their place. All right. I park my car out front, you know, we go in and it's like a duplex. Something. They live on one side, somebody else live on the other side. So it's like a duplex. So we go in and he and her, they go to the back, to her bedroom, to the back. And I'm sitting in the front with the big fat light skin. Right? And she's looking at me, you know, probably licking her lips, you know. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, nah, this not happening. And so I go and I say, well, I'll be right back. So I go out to the car and I'm just out to the car and I'm just, come on, hurry up. Then I'm saying to myself, hoping my buddy hurry up and get done what he got to get done. And, you know, the next thing you know, I'm like, okay. I go back in the house, and now she's gone to the kitchen, and she made a big thing of noodles. I guess maybe some Roman noodles or whatever, right? And she made some Roman noodles. And I come back in the house, and she comes out the kitchen, and she sit down, and she's eating these Roman noodles, like 20 going north, you know. And I'm sitting there like, oh my God. And she's looking like she wants to put me in that bowl and eat me up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking, I'm like, oh man, I hope he hurry up. I hope he's done in a few minutes. I hope he, you know, I'm not knocking on the door or nothing, you know, rushing him or nothing like that. But I'm just thinking, man, come on, man. So we can get up out of here. And I'm thinking too, hey, I'm not taking one for the team. That's too much to ask. You know, that's too much to ask. I'm not taking one for the team. And this girl, she never, like, really got after me. She didn't come and sit next to me and start trying to touch me or nothing like that. And of course, I didn't do that to her. I tried to stay as far away as I could from her. But, oh, my goodness. And that's what I'm saying is that some people, you know, some guys would have gone ahead and slept with her regardless. Just to, you know, get that feeling, so to speak. Y'all know what I'm saying, but that's not me. That's not me at all, right? So he, you know, they got done and they came out and I was like, man, let's get up. Let's get out of here. And we left. And I tell you, as of today, I've never ever seen that girl another day in my life. Never. I don't know if he's ever seen that other girl another day in his life, but I never seen that girl another day in my life. Although I was thinking I'm going to have to take one for the team, but, you know, you could see her from the sitting in the car that she was, you know, a big girl. But when she got out of the car and went into the house, she looked even bigger to me. But I was going along. I got my buddy with me, and he was able to do his thing with that girl. I assume they went in the back and whatever, spent some time together, and we left. To me, although, you know, being obese and heavy like that is not a major handicap, but to me, that was a handicap, right? And I wouldn't approach that girl. I wouldn't go after that woman for a relationship. No. So my thing is, but again, if she was my girlfriend and she, you know, got like that over time, hey, that's a different story. But she wasn't my girlfriend, and I don't know how long it took her to get like that. But it was, you know, my soldier wouldn't have even stood up for that at all. So that's my thing, is that, you know, I probably wouldn't date a woman with a major handicap. What say you? 516-531-9483. And again, you know, back then, go back to my story. Back then, of course, you know, we did have protection, and we wore protection because you don't want some kind of disease, and then you don't want, you know, a baby or her to get pregnant. And I just don't get what these guys are saying, is that, Frank, it just, you know, I can't do it. It just don't feel the same. Well, what doesn't feel the same? I don't get that. What doesn't feel the same? Whether you're wearing a condom or not wearing a condom, what doesn't feel the same? It's just not the same. You still get to that point, right? You still have that feeling. What's the difference? And I talk about this because these guys have babies by these girls. They sleep with these girls and they get pregnant. And then once they get pregnant, they want to run away because she's not what he wants. But he want to jump up and down on her and do whatever and then take off. But you jumped up and down on her without wearing protection. Now you got a problem. And then because she's not the girl you wanted, now you want to run. Now you got a kid coming in the world. You don't want to take care of it because she's not who you want to be with. And you'll go out and be with someone else. You'll go out and be with someone else. Live with someone else. And you got this girl pregnant. Now she's having a baby, or she had the baby, and you don't want to be a part of the baby's life. And you might not. You don't have to be with her. Okay, you don't have to be with her anymore. That's not a part of it. You may have to see her, But you don't have to be with her. You don't have to live with her. But you need to see your kid. You need to take care of your kid. Period. Still go be with another girl. You can still live with another girl. But you need to take care of your kid. Take care of your kid. Go see your kid every now and then. Be a part of their lives. Because that's you. Right? You know, I try to teach some of the younger guys about this. I try to teach them because that's the way that that's just how I am. I want to teach them the right thing to do. If you got a girl and you really love her and you really in love with her, then grab a hold of her. Take care of her. Wear protection. Protect her. Protect yourself. And then when it comes time that you do want to have a baby together, you talked about it and you do. Now, hey, throw all those condoms out the window. Okay, get in your car, ride down the highway, and toss them out the window. Okay, and then you go be with her and have a baby. Do it. Do it. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the show. There is a lot of people up on the show. I sure do appreciate you guys. Take care of yourselves. And if I don't see you in the next couple of days, please tune in to the show tomorrow. I got a great topic for the show tomorrow. All you guys who I send out show notes to and all this, you guys will see that tomorrow. You'll know what time I'm going to try to come back at 6 o'clock again tomorrow. But you'll know, you'll get the show notes, and it'll happen. Thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours. See you. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twistin' like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twistin' like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, twistin' like a stir fry.